In absolute exists no rationality. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. In absolute exists no rationality. That's a nice positive statement, isn't it? In the relative, we're always trying to say that there is a rational way of doing things. There is a reasonable way of doing something. And we really never find it, but we say it. And we say, this is the reason that we do these things. This is now let's look at the rational. You see, the universe is created by a totally irrational consciousness because it has no reason, it has no purpose for whatever it is done. All things are done just because they're done. Now, can you imagine why there are so many sands on the beach? Why the ocean bottom is filled with so much sand? You say, well, that's the way it was designed. Why there is so much water everywhere, why everything seems to need water to exist in this planetary system? Can you imagine why strewn through the heavens are all these planets and all these satellites and all these galaxies and all of these wonderful suns and stars and all planets that are about them? Why? There seems to be no purpose to them. And why is the Big Bang a possibility? Why is the black hole of outer space where it sucks in planets and sucks in stars and sucks in all these things? Well, what's going on there? Well, now, that's very interesting. Now, think of this. You have a garbage disposal in your house, and you have garbage that you don't need anymore, and so you put it down the garbage disposal, and it's washed out in the sewage. Now, why are you taking all of that substance, that good substance, that, and then you call it garbage, and you throw it in the garbage disposal and dispose it, and it's gone, down into the bowels of the earth, you might say. Why did the black hole suck in all of these stars and planets and suns and things like that, and just go nowhere, you know, never to be seen again by human eyes, so to speak? Well, there is no purpose to these things. There is no rationality to these things. If there were rationality in absolute, there would be such a system of organization that it would be beyond the capacity, certainly of us to understand, and certainly of the need to be. You see, there is no need for this rationality. We think, well, there must be order. And we look at the universe and we say, my goodness, what a lot of chaos there. And we look at drops of water as they splatter down and the chaotic way in which the water splashes out and sprinkles about. We look at the world is the world of chaos, and the world of chaos is in its own way a world of order because it is a world of disorder. Now you say, that's an illogical thing, isn't it though? That's exactly what absolute is, illogical. It is unreasonable. It is not something that you can put your finger on. But hey, now look, by my thinking, my thought, I can change a lot of things. That's right. That is a technique that you have. And if you don't think your thoughts, then you cannot change things, can you? You have to think your thought. So what is this thinking our thought about? The thinking our thought is about what it is that we want to accomplish, what good we want to bring forth, what sort of action we want to experience in our world. Now, in absolute, there is no good. There is no bad. All things just are. All things are and is, without any value judgment about them, of good or bad. Well, hey, that doesn't lead for a very moral universe. That doesn't lead for a very organized program. That's right. And that's exactly why we say in absolute exists no rationality. I have had the privilege and pleasure of studying many of the great philosophers, a great many of the great religions. And as I have looked them over, not as intensively as some people who make a life study of this, but as I have looked them over, I have found balancing activities within each. Within each of the great religions, there is a similarity of purpose and balance for the community in which that religion exists. And It's a universal balance. It's a universal concept. It's a universal thought. It's not rational. It's not rational because if we start thinking it is rational, what we are doing is we are limiting it. And how would you limit the thought in a religion that says, if you are good and follow the principles of this religion, God will bless you with a good life? Well, it's irrational that a God or a universal God would bless you with a good life in your religion, and God would bless you in a good life in your, you know, when countries go to war, the ministers and priests of that country, the rabbis, they speak to the people and they say, God be with you and God protect you, and may God provide you with the winning ability. May we win the war because God is on our side. Well, now on the other side, their clergy is doing the same thing. And they're saying, we will win the war because God is on our side. We're on the side of right. And how can two opposing forces be on the side of right and both win? Because God would certainly not be in favor of one more than the other, or would God? And what is this kind of a God? You see, this is the human God, the God that is basing, the God in whom humans base all of their conditions. And in actuality, God has no conditions, no limitations. God is that which God is. God is the allness. I think the word absolute explains it far more beautifully and far more abundantly than any human terms could ever do. Now, in absolute exists no rationality. There'd be no reason for the God on this side and the God on that side to be in opposition to each other, because they're the same God. And if they're not the same God, then they are not ipso facto God. They are the will of this people and the will of that people pitted against one another, and whichever will had the most ingenious strategy and programming, that will prevailed. Now, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about God's will. We're not talking about the absolute will. We're not talking about any rationality here at all. We're just talking about the expectations of a given group of people. In absolute exists no rationality, because if rationality did exist, then there would be reason, and there would be cause and effect, and there would be other things. There would be like saying, today it's going to rain because the weather is designed to have rain. That's on an earth and a worldly situation. Now, could you speak your word and have there be no rain? Could you speak your word and have there be a light, gentle rain? Could you speak your word and create in the universe a gentleness? Now, we have this El Nino coming off the South Pacific here, and it's a very strong, powerful front of wind and of rain and of the elements, and it is very destructive when it comes to land and even in the ocean, and it is a very tough experience to be. Now, there's no rationality to it, although if you were to look at the scientific aspects of it, the development of the high and low pressures and all these other things, you'd say, well, there was the rationality of it. Well, that's nothing rational there. It's created in these environments that brings it into its full power and its full glory, you might say. Now, why is it that you can not speak your word and just say, peace, all is peace? Are you going to change the course of history by saying all is peace, so that the El Nino doesn't come into lands and cause tidal waves and wash out cities and destroy things? My goodness, that was meant to happen. That was meant to take place. Was it really? Why is it we build dikes along the edge of lands that we don't want to be overrun by water? Why is it we build all these berms out in the ocean to protect the homes and the lands and the business on the nearby? Because we should just let it be. Let it be natural. Let it just flow the way it wants to flow. Let the rivers run down where they wish. and not, we shouldn't build our houses near them. Just let the rivers sweep out to the sea all of the wonderful soil that they do, and say, let it go. But we don't want to do that. We want to be the masters. We want to be in control. Our rationality tells us this is important to do. Well, let's not call it rationality. Let's just call it, this is our choice as an absolute being to have experiences in our life that we choose to have. Be ourselves and have fun. We like playing games. We like being engineers, and we like routing the river where we want to route it. We like routing the choo-choo train where we want it to be. We chop down the side of the mountain. We drill holes through the mountains. The Swiss are so exquisite at doing this. If a mountain's in the way, they just drill a hole and go right straight through it. My goodness sakes, and that mountain is thousands of feet high. And their hole is big enough for a couple of trains to go through, and maybe cars, and who knows what all they're planning to do or have done. And look at the England and France thing. They put a tunnel underneath the water. They talked about it for years, and finally they put a tunnel, and they're running trains there and cars, 26 miles or 28 miles long, and from 1 second you're in England, and the next second you're in France, and 1 minute you're in France enjoying the French perfection for their language and for their country, and the next minute you're over in England enjoying the diversity of attitudes that they have that allow them to be the grand nation they are. You see, these are things that have no rationality to it. It's just the choice of the moment. Now, if the tunnel somehow does not stand up and it washes away, they build another one. Not because they should or they shouldn't, but because it's fun to do this. Now, hey, that's expensive. No, it isn't. That's all part of living and being. That's all part of enjoying life. And you know, no matter what the world wants to do, whether it wants to fight cancer, whether it wants to fight diseases, or whether it wants to build homes, or help the poor, or help the rich, or build space things, or whatever it wants to, the money's always there for it, isn't it? And where does the money come from? You said it comes from you and me. Well, that may be true. But in the absolute exists no rationality. Well, it seems like on the relative, we're getting closer to the absolute, because there doesn't seem to be any rationality there either. If you want to do it, go do it. Be yourself and have fun. Think about that. Kind of a exciting adventure. The absolute philosopher always enters into exciting adventures. And every day that I get around to it, we'll have a talk from the absolute philosopher telling us all of these wonderful possibilities for us to live in the now, in absolute, and have a great, wonderful life. It's wonderful being me, and I know it's wonderful being you. I love you, I love you, I love you.